Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL, and I'm joined by Matt Horner, and we have a Monday Night Football odds boost for all of you today on George Pickens to have over 69.5 receiving yards and a touchdown, boosted to plus 400 at Caesars. Matt, what do you think of this boost?
Yeah, I don't mind it at all. I actually think this game could be maybe surprisingly high scoring. I know primetime games, usually, you know, every single person bets the over, and that could happen as we get later on into the night for people to be betting on the over, the public. But right now, generally, you take a look at it, 45% of the cash is on the over, so 55% of the money is actually going towards the under right now over at BetMGM, courtesy of our friend John Ewing. Love it when he shares out the betting splits. But yeah, 45% of the cash going towards the over. That right now means they might need the over in this game. And Pickens, obviously, one of the number one receiving threats for the Steelers. I don't mind it. Plus 400. Yeah, maybe a quarter unit, half unit. Don't mind that.
Love that. Get in on the odds boost, plus 400 at Caesars, and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM. Bet $10, get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not hit by entering code Lucy when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now, and head to odyssey.com/BetQL for everything you need to bet on this game and every game this NFL season and the World Series. Sports Equinox today.
Oh,
bet
yes
on all of it. Isn't that exciting? This is a great day. So everything you need to bet on all of that is at odyssey.com/BetQL. All of the great work that Matt does and everyone does for BetQL is all there. So check that out as soon as you possibly can. And of course, follow us on Twitter at @sharp_side_ and at Lucille Burge. We have our favorite bets for today as well. I am going to the World Series, not physically, but betting wise, I am going to Freddie Freeman to have over 1.5 total bases in Game 3. Matt, Game 3 of the World Series, Dodgers sweep, which I predicted before before the series began, is still on, and I think Freddie Freeman can contribute to the Dodgers winning Game 3 by going over 1.5 total bases. He is now the favorite to win MVP of the series because he has had a massive unbelievable World Series so far. He has hit insane each of his last two games so far in the World Series with a home run in each of them, and one of them walk-off grand slam, don't you know? So this is really just a big time for Freddie Freeman. So I think he'll go over this once again. Also, Clark Schmidt has allowed 9 hits over his last 2 outings, so I think there's a really good chance Freddie Freeman can go over 1.5 total bases in Game 3.
Yeah, it's not going so well for my 11-1 Yankees ticket I had before the season. Very depressing to see that happen, but there's still plenty of time left. I know the books want this game to go 7 games because they want more handle. And you know what? Shohei Ohtani not winning the MVP would be fantastic for the sports books by a huge margin. So Freddie Freeman definitely could keep firing it up, and the books would be happy about that. I am going to Monday Night Football tonight. Of course I am. Going with the New York Giants +6. I can get that right now over at DraftKings. A lot of other places are at 5.5. Obviously, you want the better number. +6, grab it wherever you can. 28% of the money right now, and only 20% of the tickets are on the New York Giants, which is really obvious. who is going to want to bet on the New York Giants? The Steelers just had that big win, of course, against the Jets last week. Russell Wilson looked really good. And of course, now people are going to be backing them at home here against Daniel Jones, who everyone hates, and the New York Giants, who everyone hates. And they think they can beat the New York teams back to back. Daniel Jones, you know, if you look at his career statistics, he's better on the road by like a huge margin. Like, for some reason, he is just a much, much better quarterback when he plays on the road. And he'll be doing that here against Pittsburgh. Nobody seems to give them a shot. Nobody's betting into it, which means the books are definitely going to want New York to cover this game, +6. So give me New York Giants +6 in this game. And like I said before, it could be surprisingly higher scoring because nobody thinks two teams like this are going to be scoring a lot of points. So yeah, Giants +6, absolutely love it.
Love that. Get in on this odds boost plus 400 at Caesars and our bets for this evening, and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.